With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Now, whenever we have, and sadly, you know, you see this somewhat periodically, these attacks, these shootings, sometimes on a place of worship, many times or almost always with these cowards are going into a place where they know it's pretty much a gun-free zone. They're pretty assured when people were at worship, except in some places, maybe not in, well, I don't know, Texas, places like that. You might get blasted. You go in there as this guy did in New Zealand. The thing we ought to agree on, but the other side will not agree on this, is that we should not take the minds of these evil sickos and from that jump into blaming people. You know, if this happened, I wouldn't blame, say, the words, the stylings of Omar. Say a synagogue was attacked. I'm not necessarily going to blame her. There had to be some bigger link than that. Yet the media out there today, of course, is blaming President Trump and Candace Owens, because this guy cites Candace Owens. But here's a breakdown. Breitbart does a good thing. They are not linking this guy's 74-page manifesto. But in here, they make the point, he presents the political left as an enemy that conducted a march through the institutions and describes Antifa, communist, and Marxist as anti-white scum. Elsewhere, he writes that under some definitions, he's both on the right and the left. He disparages conservatism, declines to identify with it, writing that conservatism is dead, thank God, calling it corporatism in disguise. Conservatives, he says, don't even believe in the race, meaning the white race. They don't have the gall to say that race exists and don't even care if it does. The notion of a racial future or destiny is foreign to them as social responsibilities. All right, let me address that. Let me get this type of thing. So this is a perfect example of what's wrong to take something like this, as ghastly as this, and try to pin it on. You know, I can remember way back when at DB, when the Oklahoma City bombing started, and Clinton going after talk radio, G. Gordon Liddy, and all these other things that were going on. Remember that? This idea now, well, almost always, of pinning it on people like President Trump. And Dinesh D'Souza on his Twitter today has a good argument. That is, if this had been the other way around, a Muslim that shot up a church or a synagogue, it wouldn't be making, well, 49 deaths it would, but the usual sort of attack, sadly, it wouldn't make a lot of news here. There wouldn't be people, because it doesn't fit the profile of the narrative. Well, how does this guy fit? So here, he's attacking conservatives because you know, if you're a conservative, that you're not interested in these loser racists, right? That's not what conservatism is about. Conservatism is not about protecting and all these utopian fantasies into the future of the white race. And I'm proud that I'm a white guy and all this loser talk. That's what they're about. So here he savages the left, but he savages conservatives also. He then also is trolling all kinds of people. He talks about Fortnite trained me to be a killer. He talks about this guy on YouTube. The pseudonym is Felix Kleiberg, a comedian and video game streamer who runs the most subscribed channel on YouTube. Kind of goes after him. He talks about Spyro the Dragon 3 taught me ethno-nationalism. In other words, Breitbart's saying, and I agree with them from what I can tell, he's trolling people. He's trying to bring in as much stuff as he can to get the most amount of publicity that he can out of this. And he's nuts. At 3 points in his manifesto, the shooter states his intention is to spark a civil war in the United States by triggering crackdowns on the Second Amendment. In his laundry list of motivations, he spends the most amount of time discussing this goal, which he believes will ultimately lead to a fracturing of the U.S. along cultural and social lines. He describes his attack will create conflict between the two ideologies within the United States on the ownership of firearms in order to further the social, political, racial divide within the United States. I can't say this isn't like Charles Manson, but I can say that Manson had these grandiose visions also, if you remember, of what he was doing with the initial murders and trying to spread a racial war. This guy has some of that going on. So how in the world do you sit there at CNN, MSNBC, how do you bring on experts? De Blasio was on, clown, mayor of New York, saying that Trump has infected the United States and now the infection's gone global. How do you continue to do this stuff? 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You push pound 1210. So here's my judgment on this, and I stand by it, and I've seen hundreds of these. This is one of the biggest. A, I'm always interested, and almost every time that I've seen, why was this guy not stopped? In other words, this just doesn't happen where this guy wakes up and goes and does something. There are other attempts. There are other issues that are involved that are often public, acting out in ways where somehow or another he falls between the cracks. Almost every time that happens. Two, this reinforces to me these gun-free zones or quasi-gun-free zones. New Zealand is very tough on the notion of not having weapons for your own defense. These people are going to prey on that. And then three, you read what they write. These are maniacs. There is not a coherent thought there. It's all over the place. It's often grandiose. Think about it. That's often what goes into this. These are losers often, rejects for one reason or another. This is their big shot, to think that they are a big shot. Those are at least three takeaways that almost every time we look at these things, they come up again and again and again. The intervention part is a little bit difficult, is difficult in the United States. You know, we go back and forth with this. We want to protect personal liberty. So people that are disturbed, acting out, doing things, we don't want to throw away the key, right? That part, we've been through that. Sylvia Sechrist here locally, you may remember that was a biggie. The next part, though, about we can do this, about not jumping off from a line that appeals to the political point of view. He cites Candace Owens here, that she particularly inspired and she's willing to go all the way and all this stuff. She's African-American. This guy's talking about racial supremacy. He apparently calls himself a fascist. He probably is, by my definition. So is he doing this from the left? Is he doing this from the right? Well, he's doing this from a racial superiority. And here's the mistake. So we want to talk about these extremists, like these losers that were bowling at Sproul Lanes over in Delaware County that's in the paper today. High score of 126. I could just see these guys. They are losers.
Do they have bumpers?
That's the question, Bill.
I need to know if we had bumpers on these lanes.
I don't think Sproul Lanes would give you the answer, but you know, anybody out there that knows those guys, they can tell me behind the scenes, did they use the bumpers? Did they use the lights, you know, the turkeys and all that to go off?
What age did we finally say, after we've been bowling for a while, as novices, say, you know what, I don't need these bumpers on. I'm going to take the risk and get a gutter ball.
I don't think you should be. I wouldn't even let little kids have the bumper. Now, five and six-year-old birthday. All right, I'll set it at. When you're 10, you're
ruthless.
When you're 10 and you're going to a bowling birthday party, you got to suck it up. A 10th birthday, if you roll a gutter ball, you roll a gutter ball. That's life. The ball may end up in a gutter.
That's true. And it's always a weird, funny feeling when you get a gutter ball, but you threw it so hard that it bounces out.
Well, that's fine.
The pins.
That's fine.
Slightly illegal in professional bowling, but yeah. We're not professionals here.
So do these guys at the Sproul Lanes, do they have the lighting? Where they had? Do they have strobe lights?
Oh, midnight bowling.
Midnight bowling. You know, if you get three in a row, which I doubt with a high score, there's like 20 of them. The high score was only 126.
There were certainly no turkeys that day.
Yeah, that's a good. I don't know how they were known to be white supremacists when they were running up with one hand. Were they doing a Nazi salute? Or were they goose stepping instead of the five-step approach? Was there a goose step approach? You can help me out with this. It's in the paper. They were bowling at Sproul Lane. They had a meetup because it's centrally located. That place is a good place, the family place. They're appalled. But they have a right to go there and bowl and be Nazis, right? Or whatever they are. 855-839-1210. So isn't that last rule something we ought to try to do? In other words, how in the world can you put Candace Owens, for example, her persona, the words that she says, as a trigger to this guy? This guy rejects conservatives. They're not going to be involved with the purity of the race. You think the media, you think CNN and the others are going to talk, but no, because it's better to make this guy some right-winger. Now, the New Zealand authorities, they identified him as a right-wing terrorist. Based upon this manifesto, I don't think that's accurate. I would say he is a racial supremacist. He is a loser white guy doing it around that. He is someone who is apparently anti-people that have come into New Zealand, anti-diversity, anti-Muslim. Not even sure about that, because the manifesto, I'm not sure if it states that. Maybe that was just the thing that was different to him the most. And he targeted because he knew he could murder people there, and he believed without return fire until a gunman showed up. Then he had to get out of there. 855-839-1210. All right, let's go to Patrick in Haddon Heights on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
Dinesh D'Souza mentioned that, you know, business on the other 49 Christians killed by a Muslim wouldn't be mentioned. I mean, how ridiculous is that? It would be doubly mentioned, especially in certain, you know, aspects of the media, like Fox Media. You know, so let's just be honest here. We're
okay. Well, let's be honest. Okay.
Right?
Let's be honest. You and I, would you agree that we shouldn't read into these demented people a political party or situation, conservative, liberal, or whatever, and say that's what propelled it?
Can I ask you a question? Do you think demented people can be propelled by people who are putting out rhetoric in the media?
I don't think that because that's unknowable. That's unknowable. Wait a minute. Excuse me, Patrick.
You know, on Black Talk Radio, they have to, like, put a disclaimer saying, like, the opinion shared on the station. Why don't they put that on your radio?
You know why? Because we believe in liberty and freedom of speech, and you apparently don't. And we believe that the host is skilled enough, professional enough, thoughtful enough, caring enough, that it's not going to degenerate into anything like that. That's why. 855-839-1210. I'll take that as a no, then. I'll take that. We're supposed to look at the 74 pages where this guy flips back and forth between attacking, the rundown of institutions by progressives, Antifa, the left, and then he pivots to savaging conservatives because they won't take up arms with him for the purity of the white race. No, I think this makes my point perfectly. It's fine to say we ought to be using better judgment, but the idea that we're provoking people like this is ludicrous. He's obviously trolling.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.